Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Don't sweat the technique. You're locked in with the Killer Bees on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Joel Blank and Jeremy Branham.
Texter, where will your next remote be? Well, the summer circuit continues tomorrow at BB's, Tex Orleans, and Katy. Come hang out with us noon until 6. Summer circuit rolls on. Each week you can register to win our grand prize in the summer. Pair of brand new e-bikes from Power On Electric Bicycle Company, a $4,000 value. For registration, stop by the promo table at the broadcast. Again, noon to 6, BB's, Tex Orleans, and Katy. Check out the full summer circuit schedule at ESPN975.com. I'm going to start answering questions that way, just like in everyday life. How was your day? And then just go into this elaborate read.
Good luck with that. Sounds fun.
Yeah. See, I think it's a good way for people not to talk to me, which I'm okay with that. I'm all right with that. I have no issue with that. Texter says, how about we do who are the worst 10 quarterbacks in the NFL? That sounds like a good idea. We can do that tomorrow, but let's get some qualifiers on that. Are we talking about every quarterback who's currently employed in the NFL, or are we talking about the 10 worst projected starters? I think I prefer the projected starter conversation.
The only problem is we're going to guess on a few teams like the Saints.
Yeah, maybe we should lock in the projected starters on all these teams.
Yeah, we got to identify who wins the camp battles.
Okay, let's just do that real quick.
Okay, well, other than the Saints, who's got a camp battle? Green Bay?
Let's go. Browns. Let's go division by division. Bills, we know, is Allen. Miami's Tua. New England's May. New York is Fields. Cincy's Burrow. Cleveland. Y'all said Flacco. Yep. I said Pickett. Flacco is like number one on the depth chart, right?
Mm-hmm.
So we go Flacco.
Okay.
Pittsburgh is Rodgers.
Yep.
Baltimore, Lamar, Tennessee's Will Levis, I mean Cam Ward. Colts.
Ooh.
They're listing both of them as starters. Anthony Richardson
and they're playing
senior
equal amounts.
Or Daniel Jones are their starters. He came out with a new one today.
Oh, I know. It was glorious.
Is it in there?
I'll get it in a sec.
Yeah, let's play that one here in a little bit. I think I would go Richardson at the moment.
Well, now that he supposedly has found his throwing.
He found his smile.
Yeah.
So Richardson or Jones? I'm going Richardson.
I think it's going to be Daniel Jones, but if you guys want to say Richardson.
I would vote Richardson.
All right, Richardson is. Do we have the guy
yeah,
that
we got
drops
it.
Bars? Here's the little dude that like does stuff about the Colts.
All right, guys. This is his new one.
They played today.
Let's do it.
Woo!
Woo!
This is our Colts. This is our team. We bleed blue. This is our Colts. Whether win or lose.
This is by far the greatest one he's ever done.
Absolutely.
Edgar Allan Woe's is bars.
Wow.
That was I think it was very good. I give it a 9.7. This is easily the best one this nerd has ever done. He was the fan of the year.
That doesn't mean anything.
He was the fan of the year over McAfee.
As much as it is so annoying to hear it's football time in Texas, people at tailgate parties will play that song. Ain't no Colts fan at a tailgate party otherwise playing that guy.
I don't know, man. I think they do. I think they embrace the guy. Do you know his Twitter handle? His name is Seth Erskins. His nickname is DeFlo. Seth DeFlo Erskins.
I didn't hear any flow.
I don't know, man. The Edgar Allan Woe.
That's a pretty good line.
Elite.
Yeah, that's a pretty good line.
Like, Travis Scott wishes he thought about that. Kendrick Lamar wishes he thought about that. And then you have Seth DeFlo Erskins that has the innovation to go there. Travis Scott and
Kendrick
Lamar are rolling over right now in their graves. The proverbial
dead.
Graves.
I ain't dead.
That's why I said proverbial.
This was elite. This was the best one by far.
He's like
he's winning me over.
He's the NFL version of the Jazz head. That guy Z Dog that used to do this exact same thing.
Yeah, he's still around.
Yeah, Z Dog. His raps. Same thing. Yeah. Yes,
we're gonna play this guy every single game. DeFlo.
I'm fine with that.
You're playing him every single week. Edgar Allen Woe.
He's doing one that of was these elite. For every game.
Yeah, he's
done it for like the last 3 years. Well, I know of the last 2 years. Which by
so
the
Baltimore's
way,
Baltimore's not their opener. It's their
no,
preseason.
It's tonight.
They played tonight.
Oh, preseason tonight.
They played tonight. They're going to have Edgar Allen Woes. Branham hopes they don't have Edgar Allen Woes cuz I'm on Baltimore in the money line.
Are you still doing that?
I've only had one. There's 3 games tonight. I'm on the Ravens. I'm on the Ravens, one unit to win, 2.5 units nearly. I'm on the Eagles tonight. They're 6-point dogs. I'm on the Seahawks tonight. They're 4.5-point dogs. But I have them money line. I forgot to write down the odds here.
Who they play matters.
See, does it? Yeah. It's the preseason.
Yeah, but
does it matter?
If you're getting 6 points. It matters who you're getting 6 points against.
Well, I'm playing the money line. I'm taking the plus money.
Oh.
But does it matter? I think they're all coin flip games. That's the point of my philosophy here. The philosophy I'm having is that all preseason games are coin flips. Like they're benching guys. No one's playing. No one really cares. I think that there is huge expected value on the underdogs to win outright. We're going to see. I'm doing this for every preseason game.
Okay.
Every preseason game, I'm betting one unit on the underdog to win outright. See how it goes.
I think you got a good shot.
You can fade Branham or you can tell Branham. It's up to you.
I think you got a good shot.
We'll see. We'll see how it goes. All right, finishing up the worst quarterbacks thing here. So Jags, Trevor Lawrence, Texans, Davis Mills, Chargers, Herbert, Broncos, Knicks, Chiefs, Mahomes, Raiders, Geno, Cowboys, Dak, Giants, Russ.
Russ.
I think it's going to be Russ for a while. Eagles, obviously, Hurts, Commanders, Daniels, Bears, Caleb, Love for the Packers, J.J. McCarthy for the Vikings, Goff, Lions, Penix, Falcons.
Yes.
I think that Chuck, who's going to start with New Orleans? Chuck or
Chuck.
Rattler?
I think Chuck.
They're saying they're both getting first-team reps.
The news on Chuck has not been good.
No.
He's getting outplayed by Rattler.
I saw people putting video out there of him just throwing ducks that were getting picked.
So, Chuck, can we just go Chuck or Rattler? Because it might not change where they're ranked here. Let's do either one.
Yeah, it doesn't really matter to the ranking.
I don't think it does. Baker, Carolina's Bryce, Stafford with the Rams, Kyler, Brock, and then Sam Darnold in Seattle, which I don't know how that's going to work. I don't love Sam Darnold
Who's
in Seattle.
Backup?
I have no idea. Oh, Jalen Milroe. They drafted Milroe.
They drafted Milroe, but didn't they also bring back Drew Locke?
I'm not sure that they did.
I thought that
he's their backup.
Okay.
I don't know. I mean, that's probably a camp battle between Locke and Milroe. Milroe might be used on some packages. So I think we just define. So tomorrow we'll come up with our bottom 10 quarterbacks. But coming up next, and we had to let this build. We had to let the suspense build.
Marinate.
The Killer Bees top 10 NFL QBs. It's a list that people say cannot be topped. The 2025 edition of the Killer QBs is next on ESPN 97.5 and ESPN 92.5.
ESPN 97.5. You're listening to the Killer Bees with Joel Blank and Jeremy Branham.
On ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Broadcasting live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios.
It's the Killer QBs, top 10 quarterbacks in the NFL, as ranked consensusly, which I hate that we do it consensusly because these guys bring me down. They bring down my list. But we've done this. This is the third annual Killer QB list. Do you care about the last two? Do you want to hear the top 10 Killer QBs?
I know where Stroud ranks changed dramatically, probably.
So you want to go 2023 or 2024 first? I think we should go 23 first.
Yeah, that was, and that would be Joe with you guys, right?
It might have even been Brendan.
Could have been, I guess.
I think it was Joe.
Yeah, Brendan left in January 23.
We did one. We did one with Brendan though, but I couldn't find that one. I guess so. Maybe this is the fourth annual Killer QB list.
I think that's right.
I couldn't find the 22 edition somewhere on the Ethernet, I guess. Anyways, top 10 2023 Killer QB list. It was Mahomes 1, Burrow 2, Allen and Hurts tied for 3rd. Look at the Killer Bees being ahead of our time. Tied for 5th was Herbert and Rodgers. Maybe that one doesn't look great in hindsight. Number 7, Lamar Jackson. That too one low. Doesn't look good.
Yeah, too
Number
low.
Eight was Trevor Lawrence. Meh. Yeah. He's coming off a good year the year prior. Number nine, Deshaun Watson.
Whoops.
And then number 10 was Dak Prescott. That was back in 2023. I feel okay with that list.
Yeah, Lawrence right. and Watson don't feel great, or Lamar, but
last year's overall. Top 10, 2024. Pat Mahomes, number one. Joe Burrow, number two, which he would have been the MVP if they made the playoffs. Lamar Jackson, three. Okay. C.J. Stroud, four.
Yeah, yeah.
Josh Allen, five.
That's the one that... Probably too low. He won MVP. Mm-hmm.
We dinged Jalen Hurts. He went down in 24. He was down to six. Dak Prescott, seven. Jared Goff, eight. And then Aaron Rodgers tied for ninth with Matt Stafford last year.
I don't remember voting for Rodgers.
I don't think I did either. I think it's Lakers love for Rodgers.
I think that was a one-man ranking.
Nice Rogers. Try. Nice try.
Aaron Rodgers.
Aaron Rodgers, Jordan Love. It's BFS.
I think you just said you didn't like that you had to vote him. You voted him.
I did not.
Him.
I don't remember if I voted for him or not.
I don't remember if I did either. All right, so 2025 Killer QBs, a list that's unlike any other that no one can argue because they're like, yeah, that is great. That's a great list. I see you guys workshop that. It's perfect. There's no argument about it. So Brian has put together our list. No one knows this except for Brian. The top 10 unveiling. We all know our personal list, but we don't know the collective group, the consensus. So Brian, if you will, 10 to 1, please.
All right, number 10, starting local, C.J. Stroud just makes it on the list at number 10. Now, he wasn't on each of our lists. Somebody left him off, but he did. He got enough
Whoa.
Votes. He got enough to make the list. He comes in at number 10.
Wow, okay.
So then we have, let's see, at number 9, Matthew Stafford.
Okay.
A tie at 7 between... The tie is with Stafford. Stafford is not, well, I guess 8 technically, tied with Baker Mayfield.
Okay.
Now moving to 7, no more ties. Jared Goff, followed by Jaden Daniels at 6.
6?
6th. Jalen Hurts, number 5. Now, I think we know who the top 4 are, and we know probably who number 1 is, but the order of the rest might be a surprise. But number 4, Lamar Jackson. Number 3, Joe Burrow. Number 2, Josh Allen. And number 1, Patrick Mahomes.
Okay, that's 3 years in a row for Mahomes. Probably 4 years in a row because we did it 4 years ago. What are your immediate thoughts? Stroud, 10. Stafford and Mayfield tied for 8. Goff, 7. Daniel, 6. Hurts, 5. Jackson, 4. Burrow, 3. Allen, 2. Mahomes, 1. What sticks out to you, Blankers, in our consensus, knowing your top 10?
That CJ made it.
So you're the one who left CJ Stroud out.
I am. I think he's got a lot to prove.
Wow.
Yep.
I would push back on that greatly. I think CJ Stroud is easily a top 10 quarterback.
Okay.
Easily. I don't look at last year. I think last year we look at his season. I think he had a really good season with the injuries that he had and the offensive line that he had.
But that's the thing. So the way I looked at this was my list was who's going to have the best year this year. That who's going to be the 10 best quarterbacks this year. That offensive line scares me still. It worries me more than it should after an entire offseason. And so for that reason alone, I didn't have him in the top 10.
Okay. Yeah, I think those are fair reasons. And like everybody's list is their list. Different strokes for different folks. I had C.J. Stroud 6th on my list. I'm still a believer in C.J. Stroud. I think he played well last season despite injuries to his wide receiver room, and then the worst offensive line in the NFL. I also saw a graphic the other day that it showed like the quarterback's fault of the entirety of the team sacks, and Stroud's blame for a lot of the sacks were very, very low, which makes me optimistic if they ever put a decent line around and they have a shot. Where'd you have Stroud, Brian?
I had him at 10th.
Okay, so you had him in the top. I was the most bullish on Stroud.
Just one more note on our top 10.
I don't hate there was, Houston like these other guys.
There were two guys who got votes but didn't make it. Those were Justin Herbert and Dak Prescott.
Honorable mention.
Honorable mentions, yeah.
Honorable mention. I had Herbert in my top 10. I think Herbert's one of the top 10 quarterbacks in the NFL. So which one of y'all voted for Dak? Because I did not.
I had Dak at 10.
At 10? That's
simply
fine.
Because
He's on
of the fact that you added
mind.
Pickens to CeeDee Lamb. Okay. And I think that he likes to sling it all over the yard.
All right, so what other ones hearing our consensus caught your attention?
Where did y'all have Daniels?
I had Daniels 1-7th. 7th.
Yeah, because I had him at 9th.
Yeah, I had him 6th.
Because to me, he's kind of like the same way CJ was after his first year, but I believe that Washington's going to take a half step back, if not more. So that's why I wasn't buying the hype that he's a top five-ish, top six-ish quarterback in the league.
So you're putting your GM cap on with these. What was your top 10, 1 through 10?
Mahomes, Allen, Lamar, Burrow, Stafford, Hurts, Goff, Baker Mayfield, Daniels, Dak.
Okay. The only one that I have real issue with, I mean, would be Hurts. Why do you hate Jalen Hurts?
I don't hate him. I just think that the four guys in front of him or five guys in front of him, I think, are better overall passers.
How many other guys in front of him have won Super Bowls?
One.
I rest my case.
Okay.
My top 10 were Mahomes. I had Jalen, too. I believe in winning. I like guys who win it all. I don't like these regular season fantasy football quarterbacks like Josh Allen at 3, Lamar Jackson at 4, even Joe Burrow at 5. I had Stroud 6. I'm still bullish on Stroud. I think he's a very good quarterback. I think we're going to see that play out. I think he was in one of the worst situations for a quarterback last year. He had an incompetent offensive coordinator. He had the worst offensive line in the NFL. Good luck having success with that surrounding. Now, hopefully it got better, because maybe not. Jaden Daniels I had behind Stroud. I had Herbert 8. I had Goff 9. And I had Baker 10. So that's my 10. What do you have here, Brian?
Yeah, I had Mahomes 1, Burrow 2. I'm going to die on that hill. I think if he gets the same offensive line, specifically the defense that doesn't give up the lead, he's right there in the conversation with Mahomes as the best quarterback in the game. Then after Burrow, Lamar at 3, Josh Allen, two MVPs to 1. That was kind of the tiebreaker there. Jalen Hurts, Jaden Daniels, Jared Goff, Baker Mayfield, Matt Stafford, who I consider dropping below Stroud just because he might not even be ready to start the season.
He's going to practice Monday.
He's got more receivers to throw to, too.
No, that's why he's in my top 10, but he was 9 and then Stroud was 10.
Okay. He had an epidural. Stafford did.
Ooh, you ever seen one of those?
I think so.
They're big.
Yeah. I saw somebody tweet out and goes, a real man would deliver the football without an epidural.
That's pretty good.
It was so funny. Man,
I can remember being in the locker room and turning the corner into the training room at the wrong time and seeing a guy get one of the epidural needles and seeing how long that thing was. I'm like, oh no!
Doesn't it tickle the spine?
I don't know what it does, but it is not something I ever want to have to go through.
My wife had to have one when she gave birth, and they mentioned like there's a risk of paralysis because of what you said about with the spine.
My wife missed her window and couldn't have one. Yeah, she's tougher than me. All right, 713-780 ESPN HRP listener line. The killer QB. Top 10, the greatest list. It's not arguable. I don't know why people are texting right now. But where did we go wrong? 713-780-3776. Mahomes 1, Allen 2, Burrow 3, Lamar 4, Hurts 5, Daniel 6, Goff 7, Matthew Stafford, and Baker Mayfield tied for 8th. CJ Stroud, number 10. Where did the Bees go wrong? 713-780-3776. Killer Bees, ESPN 97.5, ESPN 92.5.
Do you have the ESPN Houston app? Download it now in your app store.
Broadcasting live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, it's the Killer Bees with Joel Blank and Jeremy Branham.
On ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Best quarterback list that exists is every year. Killer QBs, top 10. Mahomes, Allen, Burrow, Jackson, Hurts, Daniels, Goff, Stafford, Mayfield tied for 8, Stroud at 10. 713-780-ESPN. Texture says, terrible list, LOL, JD is hype. I mean, I have JD high. I have JD hype. On my list, Blankers, you had him 10?
9.
9? Blankers had him lowest. I mean, Daniels had a 6, 7, and a 9. Like, that's not disrespectful. That's respect.
I thought that text was saying we had him too high.
And he said JD is hype. He said, terrible list, LOL, JD is hype, not high.
Yeah, but if he's hype, they're saying we overinflated him.
Are you saying that he's hype? Like, he's good. He's great.
I interpreted that, actually.
What'd the Godfather say?
I'm not sure.
Do you want to take another L on that?
It could go either way.
Yeah.
It could. I see what you're saying now. I didn't think of it from that point of view, but now that you lay that out there, it's certainly in play.
Yeah, maybe it's difference in how, you know, slang.
Really,
but
it depends
on
how cool the texture is. If the texture is really cool, I think he's saying that JD Daniels is good and we have him too low. Mm-hmm. If the texture's not that cool, like he's
me.
One of us,
then he's
saying that he's all hype and he shouldn't be that high. Let's go out to the HRMP listener line. Jared has a thought about Daniels. What's up, Jared? You're in the Hive.
Hey, guys. I'm not sure if I misheard. So Jaden Daniels got a ninth place vote, seventh place vote, but he's number six in the list.
Yeah, that's cumulative points. Cumulative points, but yes, because other quarterbacks
someone had him
get
higher.
The points. Yeah,
9-7.
Yeah,
and
I don't, I'm not quite sure how that. Unless somebody gave him a first place vote, I don't know how you end up sixth place.
Well, he had a sixth place vote, a seventh place vote, and a ninth place vote. So, like other people that were ranked 6 through 10 weren't listed by other people.
Some of the guys
so he's got sixth, seventh, and ninth, but he finishes sixth.
Correct. Here, we'll lay it out for you. Appreciate the call, Jared. So I had C.J. Stroud ahead of Daniels, for instance. I had C.J. Stroud 6. But Blankers didn't have Stroud at all.
Right.
And then Brian had Stroud, what, a 10? So Daniels' points would get higher than Stroud. And we would just went first place vote, 10 points. Second place vote, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. So I had Stroud higher than Daniels, but Daniels jumped Stroud in the consensus vote because the other two guys had Stroud lower than Daniels. Mm-hmm. It was really not that hard to figure out. And I'm very mediocre at math here. But it was just like, you know, like any sort of poll. All right, 713-780-ESPN, HRMP listener line. Who did you have sixth?
Jalen Hurts.
So I had Hurts at 2, so that went higher. Who'd you have at 7?
Goff.
I had Goff 9. So Daniels jumped Goff in the consensus. And then you had 9 and 10?
Daniels and then Dak.
You had Daniels 9. Okay, so Daniels is who we're talking about. I didn't have Dak at all.
Yeah, neither did I.
So obviously Dak's not accumulating a bunch of points. Who did you have 8, 9, 10?
8, 9, 10 for me were Baker, Stafford, and Stroud.
Okay, and I had Baker 10. I had Stafford off the list completely, so he's not accruing any points there. And then I had Stroud higher than anybody else, but not high enough to be higher than Jaden Daniels. Tyler and Conroe, Stroud is an 8, in my opinion. Stats are for losers. Wins and losses are the only stat that counts. And that's why I have Hurts, too. That's why I have Jalen Hurts. He wins. He won a Super Bowl, been to a Super Bowl. All he does is win football games. Which of the top 5 quarterbacks on that list has the greatest chance to disappoint? So Mahomes, Allen, Burrow, Jackson, Hurts. Which of those has the greatest to disappoint?
Jalen Hurts.
You hate Jalen Hurts.
No, he's got a hell of a lot of talent around him. If I have to pick one guy of those 5 guys that has a chance to disappoint, Jalen Hurts.
I'm going Lamar because I think he's prone to injury.
See, I thought the way I interpreted the question was like whose talent around him could let him down, and to me it's Burrow. Like they've done it 2 years in a row to him.
But just how did they let him down? The offense was great. The defense sucked.
Yeah, no, that's what I'm saying. Like, because I guess it depends on what you mean by let down. But to me, let down not making the playoffs, and they didn't make it 2 years in a row because their defense has been garbage.
They did. The defense let down the offense for sure about that. Like, because I think if Burrow was unbelievable last year, like he didn't get the wins because their defense was lousy. The Bengals played games last year where Burrow was elite that they lost.
Yep,
that they lost.
Well, you said it. If he has a halfway decent defense, he's the MVP.
I think if they win 2 more games, he's the MVP.
I completely agree with that. He went off the charts in terms of what he was able to do with that team.
It's what I taught him in the elevator, I think. Pete says, thanks for not listing Dak. Only a meth head would have him on that list.
Meet your meth head, Pete.
Damon Arnett was not involved. Oh, yeah, that's right. You had Dak.
I had Dak at number 10. And the reason why I had Dak at number 10 is because the fact that I questioned their running game, and I believe that adding a second receiver to CD and the way that Dak throws it all over the field, and Ferguson's a good tight end, he's going to have good numbers.
You're burying the lead. Where do you get your meth?
I'm not revealing my sources.
Tyler and Conroe, Daniels has the arm talent of CJ but can actually run. Daniels could be the best quarterback in the league. Killer Bees had Daniels ahead of Stroud. Consensus, Killer Bees. Now, I didn't, but maybe I'm a casual. But the consensus, we have Daniels ahead of Stroud. Daniels 6, Stroud 10. Israel says he gives us his top 10. He says Lamar, Mahomes, Jalen Hurts, Russell Wilson, CJ Stroud 5, Dak 6, Josh Allen 7, Daniels 8, Geno Smith 9, and then Joe Barrow.
He had Russ at 4.
He had Russ at 4 and Wheelbarrow at 10, and he had Geno Smith at 9. He's smarter than all of us.
I kind of like Geno, though. I think Geno's going to be good this
year. Top 10 good?
I think that he's closer to the top 10 than he is 20.
You didn't put him in your top 10?
That's not what I just said.
I know, but you said when we asked you.
You're changing my narrative.
Which you do to us all the time. We asked you who's in your top 10, and you said, is Geno in your top 10? I asked you, is Geno in your top 10?
I never said Geno was in the top 10.
Okay, but you said he's closer to top 10, but you believe in him so much you didn't put him in your top 10.
I said I like him.
Okay. That you, but
what am I missing
you
here?
You were hyping it.
I like Geno more than most. I am hyping Geno. I'm not hyping Geno for the top 10. I'm saying I like Geno more than y'all like Geno.
Okay.
I think Geno's going to have a really good year. I think the Raiders have
He put him in his top 10.
I understand that. I think the Raiders have the most underrated offense in the NFL.
Okay. I mean, they have the potential to be with a rookie running back and the one of the best tight ends in football. Receivers, interesting, but yeah.
I kind of like their receivers a little bit. Jacoby Myers, this Deontay Thornton guy is impressing. Jack Beck, straight out of TCU. Geno Smith called Trey Tucker the next Santana Moss, which a little bit. Their receivers aren't great, but I like the Ginty's there.
Is Geno a boomer? That's an old reference.
Bowers is there. Key from L.A. put some respect on the Super Bowl winning quarterback, Matthew Stafford.
He's on the list.
He's eighth, Key from L.A. Where? How high do you want us to go with epidural Stafford? Where do you want him? He's soft. He needs an epidural. Real men don't need epidurals. Key from L.A. Two best rookie starters of all times are Daniels and Herbert. Where's Stroud on that list? Stroud had one of the best rookie seasons of all time.
Yeah, he did.
Texture says Stroud is fifth on that list. What list are you talking about? He's 10th on the consensus. Am I tripping or has Joel been oddly defensive about his bad takes lately? Joel hasn't had any bad takes lately, Tyler. I think you're tripping.
I don't think it's oddly.
I don't think he's had bad takes. He never has bad takes. Dak is Romo 2.0, never going to the dance. Romo had years where he was a top 10 quarterback, though, without a shadow of a doubt.
I don't know if you guys deemed, well, I guess, Jeremy, this would be more of a question for Jeremy than Joel because he was on Joel's list, but part of the reason I deemed Dak is he doesn't finish a lot of the seasons. Like, three out of the last five, he's missed significant time. Now, he did have 2 years ago in 2023, like, an all-pro, you know, MVP caliber type season, but he misses a lot of time.
I don't think it is, but I'm curious if y'all think it is, because I think that Dak has a chance to lead the NFL in passing this year, but I don't think he's a top 10 quarterback. I think he's just on the outside looking in. I think he's around 11, 12, 13. But I don't think passing yards define top upper echelon quarterbacks.
So many people are going to look at that, and they're going to immediately say, if he has a year like he had a couple years ago when they were constantly down double digits and throwing it all over, and he led the league in passing, that there some are going to say empty stats, and some are going to say, hey, he led the league in passing. I think that because of how their offense is going to be structured and because they're going to be pass happy, I think his numbers are going to be really good.
75 on Twitch says Dak is better than CJ. That was a big argument. What was it, last year? Which guy was better? I think CJ's better than Dak, obviously. What do you offer?
I think CJ's better than Dak.
Yeah, without
sure.
a doubt.
Yep.
Corey, big Cowboys fan, but I love Jaden's game. Also, I think Dak gets way too much hate and is underrated. Go figure, right? I actually think he's borderline underrated, too. I just don't think he's top 10. I think he's top 10-ish. I have him just outside of the top 10. He was under consideration for me. I probably have him top 12, top 13 for Dak.
Yeah, I think the injuries have sucked for him, but I think the one thing that is easily why everybody should sour on him a little more is in the playoffs, he's been awful. That Green Bay game, they were supposed to hammer the Packers, and he was brutal.
Yeah. Branham, are you Geno over Dak? No, I wouldn't go that far. I would have Dak ahead of Geno. If I did like just 1 through 32, my stance on Geno is I think he's better than what the average consensus is of Geno. Like, where would the average consensus of Geno be? Like 20th?
20.
Maybe.
Yeah, I was going to say.
I have him in the teens. Like, I probably have him in the higher, like the upper teens, like 17, 18, somewhere around there. I think he's a top 20 quarterback. A lot of people might have him out of the top 25, but I think he's top 20. I think Geno's underrated. I really do. I've thought that for years.
I've just never been a fan.
Yeah, I'm a Geno guy. 713-780 ESPN HRMP listener line. You can find the top quarterbacks in the NFL defined by the killer bees, the killer QBs, out on our social right now. ESPN 975. Go like it. Go pound the subscribe. Go tell us how smart we are and how Israel got his list wrong. All right, 713-780 ESPN. Blankers, you're dipping out.
I gotta go. Yep.
All right. Blankers is out of here. Let's kick around the Astros game yesterday against the Marlins. And the Astros putting Spencer Arrighetti in an awkward spot. It is the Killer Bees on ESPN 97.5 and ESPN 92.5.
Guys, before we get out of here, I want to tell you about Walmart, because you think you know Wally World, otherwise known as Walmart? Well, you need to know about Walmart.com, because it is now exactly what you need to know. Who knew that you knew who Walmart was, but now their Walmart.com is N-E-W new, and they've got so much more just for you. Walmart has more than 500 million items online, huge selection online, some you can't even find in stores. And you think grocery stores cost more when they're delivering their groceries? Well, it might be at some stores, not at Walmart. Walmart's not going to charge you to deliver the groceries, so it saves you time. Grocery prices are the same for delivery as they are in store. And of course, because it's Walmart, you know the prices are low and the quality is perfect. Do you know Walmart can deliver in as fast as an hour? That is absolutely a fact. Use Express Delivery to get all the things that you need from Walmart, as long as they're eligible, from groceries to home goods to prescriptions and so much more. When it comes to feeding your family, hosting a tailgate, or throwing a party, think about Walmart.com for all your grocery needs, not just all the other things you know you can find there that are great. Like from the barbecue items to the lawn chairs to everything in between, you can now get all your groceries at Walmart, have them delivered to the house, take them right to the stadium, and you are good to go. The Walmart you thought you knew is now brand new, and who knew? Now you get so much more. Check them out today. Go to Walmart.com.
ESPN
97.5. Back inside the Veritex Community Bank Studios, it's the Killer Bees with Jeremy Branham and Joel Blank, who's likely day-to-day with head discomfort from having to listen to Jeremy Branham's sassy mouth.
We had to lift Blankers, too, for the rest of the game. He was 100%. Maybe it was my sassy mouth that did him in, but Joe George is now Joel Blank.
Great. So now I get to deal with that.
I mean, you like dealing with me.
That's true. I do.
Most people enjoy me.
What a brag.
I'm a delight, most people say.
I don't know if anyone says you're a delight, but I do think most people enjoy you.
Most people enjoy me.
Yeah.
I think most people enjoy me more than Blankers enjoins me.
Did Allen Iverson at the TGI Friday enjoy you more?
Iverson and I got along well. He didn't say a single bad thing about me.
Yeah. What about you and Burrow?
Burrow didn't say a single bad thing about me.
All right. Well, that puts him ahead of Blankers.
I think the general consensus of people enjoy me more than Blankers enjoys me. Cash or trash?
Cash.
What percentage of people in your life would rank you lower than Blankers ranks you?
Not many. A few.
A few?
My buddy Scott would probably rank me lower. But that's about it. My wife on occasion.
Depending if you forgot to do something?
That's about it, though. Maybe Scott and my wife on occasion. Not all the time. Just like 10% of the time, I would say.
Yeah, I think that's probably fair. I think from our fantasy football group chat that we're in, I feel like most of them enjoy you.
They enjoy me.
I think sometimes I can tell they get a little irritated. Or maybe you get irritated with them. Because they ask the same questions year after year.
I generally don't like people. There's also that.
Well, yeah, yeah.
Dab says that J-Bone blocked Joel in real life. I don't block people. I just mute them. I don't block people. I'm blocking soft.
Same.
We are thinking about doing a love game thing because Blankers always says I don't know him.
Okay.
Which he's probably right.
Yeah.
But I do think I know him more than he knows me. So Brian's going to put together a little love game thing, I think, next week.
Like the,
to see
the,
who knows
the wedding,
who.
What was that old game called?
The newlywed game.
The newlywed game.
Did you ever hear about the newlywed murderer?
No.
There was a guy who was on the game and then, like, murdered one of the women.
Oh, they made a movie about that Netflix.
I heard of a podcast. I didn't know they actually made it a movie. I believe they
made a movie about it.
Like the what's the one game they play on the – because I know you speak my language in this, the challenge.
Yeah, I love the challenge.
Where they do the whiteboard. And you have to say, like, you have to, like, make a guess. You and your partner have to be on the same page.
Yeah.
So, like, who does Joel hate the most on the station? You each would write a name
down. My guess would be Lance.
Yeah. I was going to say me, maybe.
That's a pretty easy call, I think.
You could play that game.
Remember our guy Charles? When he used to work here?
Yeah.
He's a therapist now. Charles is.
Really?
So we were thinking about doing a therapeutic Thursday, like once a month, where like we, Blankers and I, can work out our differences.
I think that makes sense.
I think it'd be a great idea.
Yeah.
I told Brian, it's like when Kane and Brian Danielson did their thing on wrestling.
Mm.
Remember they would go to that fake therapist and they would do like, what's the first thing you see?
Yeah. I do
it'd
remember.
Be so good.
I do remember
I'll
that.
Text Charles. I think we can make that happen.
It'd be awesome. Like we need to do that every therapeutic Thursday. Like later in the week, you can have a little more fun.
Yeah.
You know, early in the week, you can be serious and what happened over the week. You know, that's Coder's thing.
Yeah, for sure. Especially once the Astros are after they win the World Series.
You were about to say when they're eliminated.
Yeah, I was.
You almost did.
I corrected myself.
I saw it.
Yep, you saw it. You saw right through me. So after they win the World Series.
I think you would have been more accurate if you stuck with it.
Yeah, I know. But I don't want to be a hater. So, you know.
We just came up with the Killer Bees consensus top 10 NFL quarterbacks. The Killer QBs.
I saw that.
If you will. These other two guys really brought my list down. But collectively, our top 10, Mahomes 1, Allen 2, Burrow 3, Lamar 4, Hurts 5, Daniels 6, Goff 7, Mayfield 8, Stafford 8, Stroud 9.
Okay.
Where did collectively we go wrong?
I like Stafford more than Goff and Baker.
Stafford's soft. He needs an epidural.
Yeah, he is soft. But he's also going to play week one, so maybe he's not.
So you like Stafford more than Baker?
Yeah. Yeah. Huh. I still do at this point. I think
well,
he's still,
for career, sure.
I think
but
it's back of
the
baseball
year?
Card here.
No, yeah, it feels like a back of the baseball card.
I think right now if you flipped him, I think Matt Stafford would have Tampa in a better position than Baker does. And Baker's got him in a great spot.
I mean, Baker was, what, 4,500 yards, 41 touchdowns last year?
Yeah, I think Stafford would be even better with Chris Godwin and Mike Evans and what they've got in the running back room. I think Stafford elevates them to, you know, a Super Bowl level team. I think he's still got it.
Personally, I had Baker 10 and I had Stafford unlisted, personally.
Really?
Yeah. I think Stafford's a little older. Injuries kind of catching up to him.
Yeah, I mean,
a little
he's
bit
not,
long in the
he's
tooth.
Not what he was when they won the Super Bowl, but I still think he's got the juice. So I would have Stafford above them.
Okay.
I also would have Baker above Goff. So I would, my change would be Stafford 7, Goff 8. Oh, no, sorry. Stafford 7, Baker 8, Goff 9.
And then you're good with the top 6?
Yeah, I'm good with the top 6.
So you like Stroud at 10?
Yeah, I like Stroud at 10. I think the way he played last year, even though it wasn't all his fault, like a lot of the offensive line stuff, I definitely think there was a level of seeing ghosts, not to the level of Sam Darnold, where he had super happy feet. So I think he still deserves to be in the top 10. That's probably between him and I think I heard you guys say Herbert was on someone's list, but was left off the top 10. It's probably between Stroud and Herbert for the 10th spot for me. So I'm good with Stroud there.
Okay. Yeah, but I don't really blame Stroud a whole lot for the incompetence of last year's offense.
Yeah, I also think there could be an argument for Daniels over Hurts. But
see, I think Hurts is the most underrated quarterback in the NFL. I think we underrate his ability to win games. I know he's on a good team, but he protects the football. He puts his team in good positions. He's not careless with the ball like some of these other quarterbacks. I think we undervalue that because we live in like this statistical fantasy world where I think we overrate the numbers a lot of times. So I had Hurts number 2. I had
really?
Him, yeah, I had him behind Mahomes. I think Hurts is the truth. I think he's exactly what you want from a quarterback. I think he's an unbelievable leader. I think he really maximizes his weapons. He can obviously run the ball a little bit too. He takes care of the football. Always cool, calm, and collected. I never worry about Hurts costing my team a game.
Now,
whereas like Allen and Lamar Jackson, I would 100% agree that Allen and Lamar Jackson can do things on a football field that Hurts is not capable of doing. At the same time, I think those guys are combustible and can lose games single-handedly for you, especially in critical moments.
Now, I agree for the playoffs. Certainly, Allen and Lamar have proven that in the playoffs. But if we're making this more of a regular season conversation, I would bet that Allen and Lamar have better interception ratios than Jalen Hurts.
Probably so.
Part of that is obviously, you know, just how much the passing volume.
Yeah.
Like one turnover equals more than it would for Lamar because he throws so much more.
My goal, though, Brian, is not to go 15-2 in the regular season and crap out in the wild card or divisional round. My goal is to win a Super Bowl with these quarterbacks. And if I'm picking quarterbacks that I can go the whole way with, it's Mahomes and Hurts for me.
Does Joe know your Josh Allen take?
Yeah. I think so.
Yeah,
he's never going to win a Super Bowl.
Yeah, he's never going to win
a
Super Bowl. We've had that for like
Lamar,
like
too.
2 years
I don't think either guy's ever going to win a Super Bowl.
Yeah, I mean, Lamar to me is James Harden. A bunch of MVPs, not a lot of big wins. I think for Hurts, where I downgrade him is I just don't know if you flipped him with a lot of these other quarterbacks if he performs to the same level. You know, if you put one of these quarterbacks with A.J. Brown, Devontae Smith, Saquon Barkley, an offensive line that no matter who they replace is consistently awesome.
Mm-hmm.
They're finding guys from Australia and putting them at left tackle. Like, they just continually are good. I wonder what it's like if you remove Jalen Hurts from that equation versus what, you know, if you put Josh Allen there, I think you get the same result as Jalen
See, Hurts. I don't. I think that Allen would kind of be like the bacon on a cheeseburger where, like, he overpowers it because he's such a strong – like, in this – I'm not saying personality, but just like a strong player. Now, I don't think that if you put Jalen Hurts on, like – Baltimore or Buffalo, that he would have the success of Allen and Jackson.
Yeah.
I do think that Hurts needs better players around him because he's not as gifted as those other guys. But the reason that I put Hurts on the pedestal is I believe that in crunch time, he's just unwavering. Like he's always the same person, win or lose. I remember watching something last year on NFL Network. It might have been Super Bowl week, actually, where who's the guy who does like the mean run of the week? What's his name?
Oh, Kyle Brandt.
Kyle Brandt. Kyle Brandt, like, pulled, like, 10 Jalen Hurts press conference cuts. And, like, y'all guess if this is a win or a loss. And they had no idea because he's always the same guy. And I think that what would you call that, even-keelness, like, the demeanor that's always level, I think that's very important, especially in postseason football.
No, I think it's fair. I mean, I do think he's clearly the best quarterback in the NFC right now. I mean, that's why I think there's an argument for Daniels, but he has to do it again, I think, to elevate himself past Hurts. He also has to stay healthy. I'm not confident that Jaden Daniels will actually be able to do that. But, I mean, right now, Hurts is, I think, by far the best quarterback in the NFC. I don't think it's really close. Like again, Daniels is the closest, but
Daniels,
I think
Daniels is the most talented.
I think so, too, because I don't think Goff or Baker or Stafford are close.
See, I didn't get to the Goff thing because I heard what you said about Goff, and you're trying to put Baker and Stafford ahead of them. I think Hurts is the most overrated quarterback in the NFL. I think Goff is the second most – I meant underrated. Hurts is the most underrated quarterback in the NFL. I think Goff is the second most underrated quarterback in the NFL. And I think Geno Smith's third. I like me some Geno.
Geno third?
I'm a Geno fan.
You like what? So you got some stock in the Raiders this year then?
A little bit. A little bit. No, but I think Geno's solid. Like, I'm not saying he's top 15, but I think he's like 18. We were just talking about it with Blinkers there. But no, I think he's overlooked a lot. Like, we look at Geno like, oh, you can't win with Geno and all this stuff. And you might be limited with Geno. Like, I don't think he's going to win a Super Bowl, but I think you can make a deep playoff run with Geno. Maybe not in the AFC, maybe more in the NFC. But I think the Raiders have underrated offensive skill. I think they're going to be pretty good.
Yeah, I mean, Geno to me is the perfect quarterback to get you to your Mahomes. Like, he's Alex Smith. Like, he can help you win games. He can try to get you to the playoffs. I don't think they'll make the playoffs this year, but I do think they'll be much better. I mean, they'll probably still finish fourth in the division because it's a gauntlet. But I think it's fair to say he's one of the more underrated quarterbacks in the NFL and what he's done.
Thank you. Joe George hates Branham, sassy mouth, and Baker Mayfield, says Peter King.
I don't hate Baker Mayfield.
Hey! Texture says no Brock Purdy. I thought long and hard about Purdy. Purdy last year was not spectacular. 2 years ago, you could make the case with Purdy as a top five quarterback.
You could, yeah. I think I just don't view him that way. I just can't look at Brock Purdy that way. It's bias for him being
because he's little or what?
He's the last pick in the draft, and I just don't know if I buy it yet. I think
Brady was a sixth rounder.
My initial reaction when that contract came out was that's going to be an overpay.
Maybe, but they had no choice.
No, you're right. They had no choice. Even though of all the teams in the NFL that had a choice, it was probably them. Because Kyle Shanahan proves he can win with anybody.
Yeah, but then if you move on from him, you're like constantly looking for a new quarterback.
For sure.
So it's tough. Stafford is a much more accurate passer than Baker. Doesn't move like Baker, though. The last three playoff games between the Bills and Chiefs were decided by 3-3 and 5 points. Go watch Josh Allen the last 2 minutes of crucial playoff games. Like, he'll have a game where he excels and he shines, and then he has games where he's literally trying to throw interceptions to the other team. I remember, who did they play last year before they were eliminated by the Chiefs? But who did they play in the game prior? Was it the Ravens game?
Yeah.
It was the Ravens game where Mark Andrews dropped the touchdown pass to the end zone. Yeah. Josh Allen, last 5 minutes of that football game, was abysmal. He was trying to give that game away. He threw two passes that should have been intercepted. Like, I remember coming in the next day and dunking all over him. Like, he tried to give that game away, but Andrews gave it back. Like, he'll have moments where he's unbelievable. I just don't trust him to win four straight games against the top competition in the NFL.
Yeah.
Don't do it.
Yeah, Josh Allen's up there with the quarterbacks that it feels like it's make or break pretty soon for him to win a championship. I know he's going to have a long career, but the AFC is just getting better and better and better. And it just feels like last year was their year to win it. And this year, now you've got, you know, we'll see what Keon Coleman does and Khalil Shakir and these guys they've brought in. I know he's very upset that James Cook is not at camp right now, but they've got the pieces.
James Cook for Micah Parsons. James Cook in like three first-round picks for Micah Parsons. Who says no?
Cowboys.
The Bills?
They're not going to pay him?
I don't think Jerry wants to give in on this Parsons thing.
Then why would they say no to that?
But he loves running backs.
Well, he hates running backs.
But he paid Zeke.
He paid a long time ago.
That's why he hates running backs.
But the last few years, they've done nothing at running back.
Yeah,
I don't see that's where I think the trade offer there. I don't think that they believe in running back enough to do that. But it would be more of the draft picks.
Do you think Micah gets moved?
I don't think so.
I don't think so either.
It'd just be, I mean, Cook's crying about a contract. Parsons crying about a contract. Trade them for each other.
Isn't it weird that Cook showed up to camp, practice, and then it said, nah.
He was catching touchdowns in Hard Knocks.
I know. I saw him on Hard Knocks.
It was so weird.
And then he shows up. It's like he gave him a little taste. It's like, all right, you're going to have to pay for the rest.
Yeah, he's like, you like what you see? Okay. Where's my money? That one's interesting. Parsons, I think, is for sure going to be a Cowboy. I think they're going to get that thing done. Cook is more interesting because the way we see running backs get treated across the NFL, like, he's going to have value elsewhere. And even though Josh Allen wants him back, like, they could be fine without him.
Yeah, it'll be interesting. 713-780-ESPN. Astros are putting Spencer Arrighetti in a really weird spot. Is it fair to Arrighetti? 713-780-3776. Killer Bees, ESPN 97.5 and ESPN 92.5.
Your home for sports is ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.